Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast, where you'll learn tips, tricks, and strategies to help you gain clarity, find purpose, live boldly, and defeat the drama in leadership and life. Host Kirsten E. Ross is known to many as the drama-free queen. She is the undisputed expert of transformation. She'll move you from resigned, resentful, and overwhelmed to focused, engaged, and empowered.
Welcome to the Defeat the Drama podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 95. Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. Today's episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me, and I really encourage you to check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. So today, I'm going to be encouraging you to jump, but not to conclusions. So, you know, taking swift action can be very rewarding and fruitful at times. You get an idea and put it into action, or you jump on the bandwagon for a new product and it works out well for you. I am definitely a fan of action and forward momentum. If you're like me, you feel the same. But a too swift analysis with a final verdict can sometimes lead you astray. So many of my clients suffer the effects of jumping to conclusions too quickly. I call it living in the world of assumption. Our assumptions generate ideas and feelings about a situation, and these drive our actions. We make assumptions about what others want from us and why. We take guesses at what our boss meant by that. We decide what the look on a coworker's face means about us. I love this poem, The Cookie Thief. You may have heard it. It illustrates what can happen when we assume. I first heard it read by Wayne Dyer years ago. So here it is. It's called The Cookie Thief, and it's by Valerie Cox. A woman was waiting at an airport one night with several long hours before her flight. She hunted for a book in the airport shops, bought a bag of cookies, and found a place to drop. She was engrossed in her book, but happened to see that the man beside her, as bold as could be, grabbed a cookie or two from the bag in between, which she tried to ignore to avoid a scene. So she munched the cookies and watched the clock as the gutsy cookie thief diminished her stock. She was getting more irritated as the minutes ticked by, thinking, if I wasn't so nice, I would blacken his eye. With each cookie she took, he took one too. When only one was left, she wondered what he would do. With a smile on his face and a nervous laugh, he took the last cookie and broke it in half. He offered her half as he ate the other. She snatched it from him and thought, oh, brother, this guy has some nerve and he's also rude. Why, he didn't even show any gratitude. She had never known when she had been so galled and sighed with relief when her flight was called. She gathered her belongings and headed to the gate, refusing to look back at the thieving ingrate. She boarded the plane and sank at her seat. Then she sought her book, which was almost complete. As she reached in her baggage, she gasped with surprise. There was her bag of cookies in front of her eyes. If mine are here, she moaned in despair, the others were his. And he tried to share. Too late to apologize, she realized with grief that she was the rude one, the ingrate, the thief. So how many times in our lives have we absolutely known that something was a certain way, only to discover later that what we believed to be true was not? So yes, jump. Jump on the bandwagon, jump for joy. Heck, do jumping jacks, but do not jump to conclusions. All I can say is clarify, clarify, clarify. When in doubt, ask clarifying questions rather than jumping to conclusions. Once while working with a client, he exclaimed, "Since I started working with you, I feel like I'm constantly asking, can you clarify that for me?" I laughed and I told him there are all kinds of ways to start a clarifying conversation. I'll make you a list. Well, that list became a PDF with 50 different ways to ignite clarity. If you'd like me to send it to you, shoot me a message. Just go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to submit your drama challenge form. You can just shoot me a message right from there. I'll get it. Make sure you include your email address, and I'll happily email you a copy. It's become a great resource for lots of people who have attended my webinars or in-person presentations. And of course, I've shared it with all of my clients. All right, so that's all for today. Remember, clarify, clarify, clarify. If I can help you with anything else, just shoot me a message. I love hearing from you. I love hearing about how you're enjoying the podcast. I love helping you with your drama challenges. I love working with you individually or with your team. So go to defeatthedrama.com. You can pick up my book there too if you'd like. And then go to the podcast site, shoot me a message. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, make it a great day.